Well, good afternoon. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl. And I'm Brad to the bone, right here. Brad's Vinyl is an eclectic collection of my old vinyl LPs, classic rock, acid rock, punk, rockabilly, mood music, electronic music, you name it, out of the 70s and 80s. And today we shall be featuring one of my favorite rock and roll bands of all time, one of my favorite LPs, actually, released in 1972, Blue Oyster Cult. That's right, the eponymous debut album. Eponymous? What the hell does that mean? I think that means the name of the LP is the same as the name of the band. 1972, American hard rock band Blue Oyster Cult, featuring a lot of really good shit on there, man. That's Blue Oyster Cult. And they actually toured with the Byrds and Alice Cooper and a number of other top bands. Love them to death. Great tracks on this LP. Blue Oyster Cult, starting out of Long Island, New York. Long Island, New York. And, you know, some of their familiar stuff, most success, like Don't Fear the Reaper, Godzilla, you know, I'm Burning for You. And this LP actually came out way before that stuff did, back in 1972. And the band has sold over 24 million albums worldwide. 7 million in the LP United States. Is that where we are? So, anyways, this one was released in January of 1972. Like I said, in New York, and let's go ahead and get right on into it right now, right here on Brad's Vinyl, Blue Oyster Cult. Thank you.
truck, and I hadn't seen a cop around all day. They brought everything they needed, bags and scales to weigh the stuff. The driver said the border's just over the bluff.
Thank you. fast gas and gas is cheap as thrills.
Yeah, pumping, cranking music there. I love that song, Before the Kiss of Red Cap. That's I recall having that on my cassette recorder. I think I had cassettes recorded back in the day in my car in college days. That was a good driving song. Fun to drive to that. You are listening to Brad's Vinyl. I am Brad to the Bone. We just finished up Side A of the debut Blue Oyster Cult LP. That's their first LP titled Blue Oyster Cult. Imagine that. Not very creative. But you talk about creativity and flexibility. This is an incredible LP. This band, flexibility. They've got four guitarists, counting, you know, if you count the bass, I guess. Three singers, two keyboards. And I'm talking about repeat guys that do double, you know, double up. There's in the band, they have three of them that can sing, four of them that can play guitar, two of them that play keyboards. The flexibility of this band is just incredible. I mean, just love it. Track one, Transmaniacon MC, lead vocals Eric Bloom, and followed up by I'm on the Lamb but I Ain't No Sheep, and that lead vocals Eric Bloom also. I'm on the Lamb but I Ain't No Sheep. That's a song about a fugitive being pursued in Canada by the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. And they actually recorded that back in 1970, back before the band was known as BOC. They were actually known as Oaxaca. Don't have any Oaxaca. Maybe we'll investigate that at a later Brad's Vinyl show. But in any event, yeah. And track two... Sorry, track three. That was track two. I'm on the Lamb, but I Ain't No Sheep. Eric Bloom, lead singer there. Then came The Last Days of May. That was the third track. And Buck Dharma singing lead vocals on that one. Last Days of May is based on a supposedly a true story. Three young friends sitting in the back of rented Ford, having a good time, heading out to a drug deal out in the West. The drug deal goes bad, and looks like two of them don't make it back. And then came the last days of May. Then came Stairway to the Stars, nice fast upbeat tune. Eric Bloom back on lead vocals there, Stairway to the Stars. And finishing up with Before the Kiss of Red Cap, pumping fast song. Originally was titled Connery's Bar, actually. And it describes some scenes from that. Buck Dharma playing guitar and also singing. Red Cap used to be a slang for a type of barbiturate. And drugs and alcohol and rock and roll. That's what it was all about back in the day. I am Brad of the Bone again. You're listening to Brad's Vinyl and Blue Oyster Cult's debut LP. Just love this stuff. Let's get into side two now of Blue Oyster Cult.
Yeah. rock and roll. We'll be right back.
Oh, yeah. Nice build up there to a quick end from Redeemed. I am Brad to the Bone, and we are just finishing up Brad's Vinyl, side two of the debut LP by Blue Oyster Cult. Started out with Screams. Being a fan of minor key music, that's played in a minor key. I like that song. Very mysterious song. It fades in without really an intermission. It kind of moves on into She's as Beautiful as a Foot with some more mysterious guitar sounds and even more mysterious lyrics. Didn't believe it till he bit into her face and it tasted just like a fallen arch. I don't know. What's that song about? Could that song be about Jeffrey Dahmer? Who knows? She's as beautiful as a foot. Yeah. And then moving into Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll. That's a popular one that made a lot of airplay. Written by Sandy Perlman and Dave Russler and Al Bouchard. Came out as a single as well. It's a good hit single. Bouchard on lead vocals. And believe it or not, that riff on the drums there was actually inspired by Black Sabbath's song, The Wizard, featured on their own debut album, Black Sabbath. I actually do have some Black Sabbath. Someday we'll get into that here on Brad's Vinyl. And what else? Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll, and then Redeemed, of course, the final song, written by a songwriter called Harry Farkas and sold to the band, actually. So perhaps that's why it sounds a little bit different from the rest of the tracks on the LP. It's a little more folksy, upbeat, I don't know, whatever. Farkas is an iridologist in Southern California. Now, what's an iridologist? Something to do with alternative medicine, I think. I don't know. Drugs. Anyways, shit. Good stuff. Screams, She's as Beautiful as a Foot, Cities on Flame with Rock and Roll, Workshop of the Telescopes, and Eric Bloom's sinister vocals there. I like his vocals. He sounds, he's got that rock and roll gravelly voice. It sounds very mysterious. And I hope you enjoyed listening today to Brad's Vinyl, Blue Oyster Cult's debut LP on Brad's Vinyl. And if you're listening on Kill Radio, thanks for listening. If you're not, you downloaded this later on our podcasts, thanks for listening to that as well. And we'll see you next time on Brad's Vinyl.